All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? How we doing on this gloomy, cold Monday in the big city? Hope y'all are doing well and have fastened your seatbelts to take us along on the ride this afternoon. That's right. The man is back. Barry Laminack has taken his, well, you know, taking your talents from out west back to Gal Media, and you're here in studio. Nick is here as well. Nick and I seem to be losing the battle with the
Did you give each other the HIV or did you get it from Cody? I caught it at the Rockets game last night. Did you get it from Cody? Did Cody give y'all both the HIV?
I forgot to tell you that, Nick. When we were in Beaumont, Cody brings out this nasty hand towel wash rag and starts blowing his nose and shaking. I was like, bro, are you sick? And he's like, oh no, this is just allergies. And I'm like hell it is, man.
I love that you
man.
Just Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, I'm telling you, people have agreed with me. He and Patrick Mahomes, that you need, Nick was going to play that audio. Allergies. It's close.
Yeah, I want to hear that close.
Before we go off the air, I want a side by side comparison
for sure.
Okay, or we can just have him Friday. Let's just save it for Friday. And then we can make him...
Oh, he's heard it before. Nick played it before.
He literally did not believe it until he heard Patrick
Because remember
Mahomes
when
stuff.
We first started, didn't somebody say I sound like Fluffy? And so we had to play a Fluffy clip, and then I had to say it side by side, and then we determined that that's just not true.
Yeah. It's pretty similar.
No, it wasn't Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson.
No.
So how was your trip, man?
Yeah, let's hear about it.
Long. A very, 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 very long drive.
I can tell you this, that view off of whatever you wherever you were staying was pretty
nice. That was nice.
That was dope. That was the first casino I was at, which was pretty nice. Actually, both casinos were really nice. It was the second one where they were like, you can only buy alcohol from us. You can't bring it in. But I didn't. I mean, it was whatever. But the drive from Fort Worth to Rio Doso was pretty uneventful until you get to New Mexico. New Mexico is a pretty state. Like there's a lot of mountains and it's a very pretty state. But what was weird is on the way, once I got into New Mexico, first of all, it just got brighter. I have no idea. And I'm not even making that up. But it was like this, there was just these clouds over Texas. And as soon as I got to New Mexico, it got brighter. It felt brighter. But the weird thing was is there was just every so often there would just be a dead coyote on the side of the road. Just I'm not even I there were so many at one point I thought that they were mile markers. I was like is this so strange New Mexico way of marking miles on the highway? It's just a dead coyote every mile? There was a bunch of them, and then there started just being dead deer, and I don't know. There was just lots of roadkill. In fact, there might just be a dead coyote on the state flag. I'm not sure. But I just was startled by how many dead coyotes there were.
That is kind of weird, though.
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while?
Yeah, you see, as much driving as I did, you think you're going to see a dead animal on occasion. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking literally, that's why... When you see as many as I did in a row and you think of the joke of, are these the mile markers? That tells you how close they were together and all on the same side of the road, too. So it was super weird. But the drive from, you know, one casino to the next was great. The drive home was long. That was almost 14 hours straight.
Oh, no. Oh,
hell no.
Actually, yeah, closer to 13 and a half hours straight. What I did find out, two things. One, I already have 4,500 miles on my car. I don't remember when I got this car, but this was like, what, 4 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, something like that.
I already have 4,500 miles.
Hello, resale value.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I had to get a Honda so it would last forever.
Right.
But remember when I would come on the show and bitch about my truck not being able to go 100 miles an hour? Remember that it stopped at 99?
Yeah, it had that regulator or whatever. Yeah.
I can confirm that an Accord will do at least 120. Now, I'm not suggesting that this is okay. Don't speed. I want you guys to follow the law, all right? but it can do 120. The only problem is I literally thought my hood was going to fly off. It started.
I know what you're talking about.
Shaking up and down, like wobbling. And I was going, I tried to record it, but I couldn't get a good video of it, which is probably also not safe to be doing 120.
So you're driving 120 miles an hour and taking a video.
Not pictures, video.
Well, but that's what
still,
I mean.
I was trying to, you know, like send it to Honda and be like, hey, is this normal? Which I'm sure they would have been like, no, and neither is 120. So slow down and you don't have to worry about it. Because it wasn't at 100. It wasn't at 110. Like when you hit 120, the whole hood just started vibrating and shaking. Not in the front. I'm talking by the windshield. It was just going like, and I thought it was going to come off. And so I was like, okay, I'm not going to see if this car will do 140. The speedometer says 160. I probably could have got there because I was with a vet and a Volkswagen. I don't know what it was, but it had like rims.
Oh, I thought you were with a vet. I was going to be like, well, you're stopping at every mile marker for trying to save those coyotes. I didn't know what you were talking about.
A Corvette.
Oh, gotcha.
It was
okay.
Coming back. It was me and a Volkswagen. I don't know. Jet. I don't know what it was. It was all souped up, though, you know, the rims and the spoiler. And a Corvette. And the vet just passed me. I was, because I just had it on cruise control. I would just put it on, if the speed limit was 75, I would put it on 75. And then I saw the Corvette and the Volkswagen pass me, and I thought, I'm going to hang with them for just a second. Well, that ended up being several hundred miles, but the vet was just didn't care. Like, if it was a straightaway and you could see there were no cops, he would just disappear for a minute. And then, you know, me and the Volkswagen are doing 120 trying to catch him. But
now, do you use Waze or anything?
That I do.
Tries to, yeah, to gives let you the know heads about up, the cops are coming.
The popo, yeah.
But that really works.
This is the first time I've ever done that, though. I don't normally speed. Like going out there, I just put it on cruise control. I put it on the whatever the speed limit is, and I'm good. Waze works well, and I don't normally drive like that. But I had the opportunity because there was two other people that wanted to go fast, I guess, and get home. So I did that. But that was. The only other eventful thing that I did notice this, though, because it was at two casinos. And you know, most people at a casino are old. Let's be real. I mean, it's.
Yeah, unless it's very you're possible. In Vegas at one of the high roller places.
Right. And
most
if you're,
of them, you're right.
If you're at a casino in the middle of New Mexico, chances are that it's a bunch of old people.
Doesn't it look like a bunch of old people playing video games?
It does. It's a doesn't great
it?
Call. Yep.
Doesn't
with
it?
A cloud
like,
of
if you
smoke.
Go to Isla Capri and Lake Charles, yep. That's exactly
what
it looks
true.
Like.
What I noticed about all the old people, every old person has a limp. I never noticed, but I'm sitting on the bench waiting on the headliner, and I'm just watching old people walk by. Not one of them just had a normal gait. Everyone has some kind of limp. And they're I'm like, that's what we're looking forward to, is we're all going to walk. You ever seen Vern Troyer? The little dude in Austin Powers?
Yeah, he passed away.
You ever see him walk? You know, I kind of walk.
Yeah, he does
like,
kind of wobble.
Little wobbles.
Side to side. A lot of old folks walk like that, too. Yeah. Very side to side-ish. I don't know if it's because the hips don't work right or what. But I just, like, I'm just sitting there for 20 minutes watching old people walk going, oh, my God. I just put me away at 50 or something.
Well, and here's the thing, too.
Just put
the
me
thing
down.
In the casino is... They look like old people playing video games that have like this dark cloud hovering over them because they got a cancer stick in one hand and most of them are rigged up with oxygen. It's like, isn't that defeating the purpose of the cancer stick and the oxygen? I'm like, okay.
This was nice because they did have a non-smoking section.
Okay.
So you could go to that part of the casino and there was no smoking inside. So that was nice. I did not gamble. My wife wanted me to, but I was like, you know what? I'm here to make money and it's not, you know, it doesn't pay a lot. These gigs didn't, it was good, but not great. So I'm like, I don't want to waste it. Get in on a losing streak. And so I was just like, I'm not going to do it. I refrained, but I did ask if I could put some scratch down on some games.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was a way to have the winning, they were like, well, you have to be here to collect it, but you can come back in like up to 120 days. I'm like, I'm not coming back in 120 days. I'm sorry. So I didn't get to bet on any of the games. I was like, I'll just do it on my bookie, whatever. that's the nice thing about having the app. The only interesting or funny thing that happened, and I couldn't believe it happened, on my way back, I stopped at McDonald's to get some food. And I went in because I was starving. I hadn't eaten in a long time. So I go inside just to stretch because I'd been in the car for a long time as well. So I'm standing in line, and there's this one lady, and I'm guessing she's the manager, and she was a grumpy, grumpy woman. Like, she was just, she kept screaming at this guy who was working the counter. And I felt bad for him because he's trying, but he's a kid. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He's not 30. He's probably 16, 17, maybe 18. So he's trying as best he can, and there's this long line, and it's taking forever. And he's getting pissed off because she keeps screaming at him. So this lady comes up and they're like, I didn't get my hot chocolate. And he's like, we don't have hot chocolate. And she was like, So she says, well, give me a pie. So the dude goes and he opens up the little door where the pies are. And he just grabs a pie off the top. And the lady goes, what are you doing, you idiot? And he looks at her and she goes, how many times have I told you, you get the pies from the bottom, not from the top? And he goes, bleep you, Kathy.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, you just got told, Kathy. She goes, you're fired. And she had a Happy Meal in her hand, and he slapped the Happy Meal out of her hand and walked out. And just,
wow.
I was like, good for you, bro. You don't have to take Kathy's mess. Screw Kathy. Oh, grumpy biatch. Get out of here.
That might be the problem. No one's screwing Kathy, so she's got to take it out on the folks at work.
And there was this long line of people, and we were all just like, oh, my God, I'm alone. Did anybody have their phone out? Nope, nobody got it. I was like, oh, my God,
amateurs.
That was amazing.
Amateurs. That would have been documented if I was there.
I was just amazed.
The Twitter world would have seen everything.
Dude, it was the best. It was the absolute best. I couldn't wait. That was the one thing I wanted to do. Yeah, because you know what? Stop
Forget
screaming
Kathy,
at the
man.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's another minimum wage job out there.
Yeah, I mean, you can go work at Wendy's. There was like a Whataburger next door or something.
The pie from the bottom. Why is that such a big deal?
Yeah, who cares, Kathy? Get your stuff together. Then he's like, bleep you, Kathy. I mean, but I'm sitting there watching him, and she's just hammering him. That's not how you do that. Just screaming and just grumpy. And I was like, man, this lady is rude. And I guess he had enough, so good for him.
How was the Fuchs Hotel?
Oh, it was great. I just got there, went to sleep, got up, and left before they were even up. So
I was hoping there'd be a few text messages exchanged.
Fox, not Fuchs.
Okay. At least it ain't what we thought it was.
No.
With autocorrect.
Certainly not.
Bloop. All right, we're just getting started. It's the Usual Suspects on a Monday. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride. If you want to reach out and touch us, HR&P Listener Line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text that number, or you can reach us via Twitter, where it's at @TheProducerNick, at @PacManJoel with a K, and at @BarryIsFunny. Stay tuned. We're just getting started. Segment two is next. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hi, we're back. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride. It's kind of gloomy and cold out there, and oh boy, Nick, you, of all people who hate the cold, I hope you haven't watched the weather reports, because about the time we get off the air today, it is supposed to take another nosedive.
Well, and I may not be here tomorrow.
Well, that sounds like...
What?
Yeah, it's just...
Oh, you're quitting on the show.
I feel
you just don't show
like
up.
Crap.
You just feel like you don't have to be here. I mean, we're here every single day.
I mean, I've been here for a while.
Well,
I haven't missed a day. It's been a while since I missed a day.
Since I took a sick day.
Last time it was one of those drive-bys, hey, fellas, by the way, I'm not going to be there tomorrow. And we were like, oh.
Has it been a while?
I don't remember the last time I missed work, so I couldn't even tell you.
I mean...
You. Don't catch me lying.
Wasn't it the fights?
No, it was after
the week
that.
After. The week after the fights, you took some time off. Yeah, don't bring that over here.
Why? I can't take
because
a sick day?
He and I have perfect attendance, and you need to be the same.
I would disagree with that sentiment, for sure.
You need to be the same way.
For sure.
The me of he may have a little bit of a leg up, but that's because I'm not killing it in other professions. So, as we can see, I just dabble in radio.
Yeah. You're just here, huh?
I just do videos, columns, and a little radio.
Yeah.
So, by the way, it's to finish that thought, though, It's supposed to get around the freezing mark by Wednesday morning, like 32-ish.
Nice.
So you, Mr. Lawn and Garden, better cover your shrubs, if you know what I'm saying.
No way.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know. That'll be the beginning and the end of garden talk. Let's get it out of the way.
Remember,
cover your shrubs, kids. Cover your shrubs and bushes.
We had the big freeze last year where it got...
It screwed me, by the way.
Yeah, it got really cold. Yeah. So you don't have to worry about 32 necessarily. It's the long... especially if it's going to be 32 for an hour, it's not going to affect much.
I lost a lot in that freeze last year.
But that was low 20s, wasn't it? Yeah. And windy. And that's part of the problem you got to worry about if it's windy as well. And so, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
You don't have to... 32, I'm not worried.
Wasn't happy about all that because we're still in the process of trying to fix that.
Yeah? That's what happened to his... Too.
We're changing the subject very quickly.
That's what happened to your bush died.
Nick, remember
from the freeze, right?
Yeah.
Goodness. It's I can't believe it's still there, to be honest with you.
I can't either.
Just lay something over the bushes, Nick, and cover your shrub.
Yeah, I'm definitely not covering no damn shrubs.
Well, then you might be a daddy before you know it.
If they're going to die, they're going to die, and I'm going to replace them, and that's it.
If they die, they die.
Exactly.
Okay. Way to go, Rocky. Wasn't it Rocky? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are we, by the way, on the remake of Rocky again? So now Drago's kid is fighting Apollo Creed's kid, and Rocky's the manager?
Yeah, and the guy they got, originally, they were looking at getting Sage Northcutt to play the role.
I could see that.
But they went with some other cat, and I don't know.
He was probably too happy. They got him on set, and everything was just so damn positive for Sage Northcutt. You're like, you know what, bro?
Yeah.
We need you to be a little bit more negative.
Isn't he a little lightweight for the heavyweight boxer role?
No, he's a bodybuilder.
Who's the kid from here that's always happy too with the blonde?
Sage Northcutt.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a bodybuilder.
So. And it's Michael B. Jordan is Creed's kid. I mean, yeah, Creed's kid.
Yes.
So, I'm just like, I don't know. I guess it looked like the trailer looked okay, but otherwise it's like I don't know how many sequels that we've had, but it's starting to run its course.
It is getting old.
Yeah.
They're finding 1,000 different ways.
Hey, yo, if you don't do it one more time, I'm in.
Yeah.
Because he's on Rotten Tomatoes.
Although, did you watch Creed?
I did not watch the whole
thing. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
Most people thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Okay. And they felt like Michael B. Jordan did a good job with the role, so...
And I'll be the first to admit, I don't watch all the Rocky movies.
I liked the first couple. Yeah.
But I wasn't... Like, I'm not a diehard. Like, I can't quote you. The one quote I gave you, and I had to ask, was that was that Drago? I'm not, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible. So, will I watch Creed 2? I probably won't make an effort to go see it, but once it eventually makes its way to HBO or Hulu or whatever, I'll watch it there.
Okay.
But not until then.
I just saw the commercial. I was like, damn, another one?
Yeah. Stallone's making that money.
Because I was reading the two most successful but most panned movie makers of all time. One, Sylvester Stallone.
That's crazy.
Two, which is one we've talked about here, Adam Sandler. But both are extremely wealthy and continue.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
To get richer by the minute.
Somebody had a question. Can I weed and feed my lawn in this weather?
Oh, boy.
If so, what do I use? I'm glad you asked.
Pee on it.
No, don't pee on it. You want to use, you can do a winterizer fertilizer. Don't use Weed and Feed. It's bad for your yard. You guys don't know that, do you?
You're lucky I'm not feeling well, bro.
Yeah, so are you.
I'm not on point.
He's a little short on the reflexes. Reflexes are suffering a little bit.
Don't
today.
Use Weed and Feed. I'm saving your trees for you. Weed and Feed has atrazine. Atrazine will kill
trees. It's a little late for Nick to saving trees. Now the crap's dead already.
But I'm telling you, next time you go to fertilize, don't buy Weed and Feed. If the stuff has atrazine in it and it gets on your trees, it will eventually harm your trees. So don't use it.
You know I will throw your ass under the bus and tell Mr. Gow on you if you continue to...
What are you going to tell him?
Character. I'm going to say, look, Barry is not talking sports.
Barry is.
And he's not doing his job.
Giving the people what they want.
That's what I'm
because
tell
they text the show. Well, tell him.
I'm going to tell him.
Go,
I'm
going to tattletale. Go get him at
That's
the break.
That's what I'm going to do. I will.
Because and then I'll show him the text and the tweets where people are demanding that I talk about lawn care.
How do we not know that you're not manufacturing
because
these texts
Because there's a
right
number.
Now?
There's a number that's not my number.
I don't check the text. I don't know.
Didn't you say you had that Google number that can't
I have
be traced?
A number, but no, it can be traced.
Oh,
I have a number, but it's not. Listen, both of you, I just I'm got just, back. Don't right. you start
well,
that, with me.
We're not letting you off the hook for that. That's more meaningful dialogue we have to have with you.
By the way, happy Veterans Day. I know it's observed today. It was yesterday, but it's observed today. So if you're out there listening and you served, you are serving, or you plan to serve, thank you for your service. I certainly appreciate the freedoms that I am afforded from our military. So in fact, the guy that I worked with, the headliner in New Mexico, was a former Marine. So it was cool to be hanging out with him on the, you know, Marine's birthday and whatnot. So,
pretty cool. I second all that. Sent all that out yesterday as well, but absolutely. And RIP to, in some people's worlds, a legend, Stan Lee, creator of Spider-Man, died at 95.
Man.
It's a long life, and a lot of people loved that guy. Man.
Except the women that accused him of sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what happened with that, but it sucks that you, as you get older and you're in your twilight years, that you're, you know, whether you did it or not, if you did it, then you deserve it. But if it was an accusation that proved to be unfounded, it kind of sucks that's your,
and the
towards
lawyers
the end, you know what I mean? Because he had a great legacy of what he did in the comic book world.
Yeah, and I think he's a legend even if you're not a massive comic fan.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? What he did with Spider-Man and some of those characters, I mean, it's a part of the American culture. So if you make something a part of the American culture, you're kind of a legend.
And the thing is, Barry, the lawyers are going to go at it with even more vigor now.
Yeah.
Because now his estate is sitting there, and they're going to try and tap in everybody that had a lawsuit to make sure that gets settled one way or another. It just doesn't fall by the wayside.
How much do you think he was worth?
Oh, my God. I'm sure you looked it up.
I have.
But it just surprised me. From Comic-Con and from – he still with, like, autograph sessions and such could make, like, six figures in, like, 2 hours.
I would say he broke the billion mark, right? Can I ask that question? In terms of net worth?
Not even close.
Really?
Like, way above it or way less?
I would say
way below.
Half of it.
Wow.
No.
Really?
Man, I thought he would have.
That is shocking to me.
It is to me.
You ready?
Yeah.
$50 million.
No way.
I wouldn't even believe that.
Then he must have sold all the rights to everything.
I'm telling you right here on celebritynetworth.com, it says $50 million.
That's crazy to me.
Man, I don't believe that.
All the movies and how long
and
Spider-Man.
If he kept the rights to, like, Spider-Man and everything that, come on, man, it's got to be more than that.
That's crazy.
That's what it said.
I mean, it's still a lot of money, but still, I just thought it would be more. But still.
Well, when you look at what his movies gross, but that doesn't mean he's directly getting a lot of that with, you know.
I mean, like comic books, cartoons, you know, each and everything that they do with Spider-Man or any of his characters, he's got to get a piece of that.
No, it says, and this is from dailystar.co.uk, his net worth, according to Celebrity Net Worth, is $50 million. He earns $1 million a year from Marvel.
That means he sold it out to Marvel then.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at how much those movies make. Some of them are, you know, $600 million.
Heck yeah.
And he ain't getting all of that, but I would have thought it would have been a whole lot more, I'll tell you that.
I totally agree with that.
But rest in peace to a man who created an entire universe, basically. Now, not by himself. He obviously had help. But he was the driving force behind the Marvel Universe. And,
right.
There's some, no pun intended, diehard fans of Marvel that are pretty sad today. We should ask Jong and Michael Carroll
those guys
how they're coping.
Deep in that. Yep.
Yeah, I bet their podcast is just going to be, they'll probably have a moment of silence. And
that's good radio or podcast.
Speaking of, I have a name for my podcast.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I saw that, too. I mean,
hardest thing I've ever had to do was come up with a name.
How many struggles have you been through in your life when that's the hardest thing you've ever been through?
Hardest thing ever. Well, I haven't nailed it down yet, but I think I'm leaning towards stupid funny. That's it. And that's what I think I'm going to go with. Okay. And somebody suggested I flip it and do funny stupid. What do you guys like better? Do you like stupid funny or funny stupid?
I like stupid funny.
Okay. And there's a comma in between because it's just going to be a stupid podcast and a funny podcast. So what do you? What
I
do
like
you
like? Dumbass.
That's yours.
No.
You can have that
dumbass
for your podcast.
Comedy. I like that.
No,
I think
that's
it's
not
got a ring
even
to it. It's catchy.
No,
it
that's
moves.
Not even.
Okay. Well, I thought that was choice C.
No. I regret now asking.
I'll go look him over again at the break.
You know what I don't regret, though? My bookie. getting some action on MyBookie. And you won't regret it either if you use MyBookie, because they pay you when you win. And that is one of the most important things when you're figuring out who you want to get action on a game with, is are they going to pay you if you win? And MyBookie actually does pay you. It's, but they're known for that. I mean, they're known for being safe. They're known for being reliable, because they've been in the business for years, but they're also known for paying you when you win. And like I said, it's super important, because who you're betting on is as important as who you are betting with, and you should be with MyBookie. They are the online destination to get action on any game. And they have not just the regular, you know, run-of-the-mill place of bet and see if it comes out. They have in-game live betting. You can bet on fantasy points that a player will score each week. They have a ton of rewarding player perks, some of the best perks in the business, actually. So it's super easy to get to. Just go to mybookie.ag on your mobile phone or your computer, either one. Get your account started. Sign up and use promo code radio, and MyBookie will match 50% of your first deposit. That is right, 50% of your first deposit. You put in $500, they'll give you $250 more for free, free money. You can't beat that. That's MyBookie, MyBookie is how you spell it. If you need to search it, just Google MyBookie, but it's MyBookie.ag as well to get started. Use promo code radio, get that 50% match. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. First hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects on a Monday. Oh, so much to talk about in the world of sports and other things, but we're glad Barry is firmly planted in his chair as we navigate you through a horse bleep Monday weather-wise.
It's good to be back. I miss this job. I love this. I love doing this job. No, I do, because, dude, you think about it.
We missed you in Beaumont.
Work about 3 hours a day.
In studio?
Can't beat that. Like, I mean, great. Why would I not love this job? So, yeah, I love our listeners.
I love our listeners. I can tell you that.
I mean, I kind of like you guys a little bit.
Easy now. Don't fluff it.
I said kind of.
Yeah. So, with all that other stuff out of the way, and the Texans not playing, big weekend in sports, and then, of course, it culminates last night with all kinds of adventurous behavior at the Toyota Center. What stood out to you most from the weekend that was, sports-wise?
If you had to pick one thing,
what stood out to you most, or what was the story that caught your attention the most?
Well, I would probably say Dez going down.
Yeah?
Who is that being so loud out there?
I believe, if I'm guessing, that's Eric Sandler.
Who is it?
Yes, Radu says it is indeed Eric Sandler.
Can
yes.
we tell Eric Sandler that there's actually a show going on?
I'm not doing
right
that
now,
because he's the food critic here.
Okay, and?
And you better
he's
put some
loud,
respect on
his
name.
He's the loud food critic.
He's not the freaking sprint champion. I mean, come on.
I would have to say probably Dez getting hurt because of the anticipation and buildup, but a close second would be the Patriots just getting shellacked.
By another disciple, right?
Yes. Which usually doesn't happen.
So did the Texans get the short end of the disciple tree? Because their disciples can't scratch the surface to beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
But Vrabel and Patricia seem like, oh, we know all their
with
secrets.
Mariota.
We know what they're going to do.
Not with Joe. I mean, they didn't go get Joe Montana. They beat Tom Brady with Marcus Mariota.
And did you see the insult to injury Vrabel pulled on them? So New England plays the double flea flicker pass to Brady, who kicks himself yes. in the back of the
tackled himself. I'm telling you.
And still took a hit. So New England runs the Titans run the exact same play, and Mariota rattles off like 23, 24 yards, and Brable goes,
I'm telling you.
I just
you,
wanted to see if we could do it better than they did.
You know, when we were comparing Tom Brady and I believe it was Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers, I'm telling you, that's the differentiator. Is his hands. He's bad. He's a bad receiver out of the backfield, Tom Brady is. which is going to keep him out of the Hall of Fame probably.
No.
When you think about what?
Max Kellerman seems to believe he's got a rubber arm now. It's toast.
Okay.
Max. I'm not going that far.
Yeah, Tom Brady doesn't play defense, Max. I hate to tell you, but the 34 points that the Titans put up, that ain't all Tom Brady's fault. I mean, you know, that has something to do with the fact that the Patriots defense right now is not very good.
No. You know what? And the thing is, though, their division's so bad, because I had to watch Miami yesterday, and they're god-awful, that they can just coast into the playoffs, and they're going to be just fine.
Yep.
Whereas other teams are trying to, you know, Pittsburgh still got to win to make sure that they're in, and they've turned it around. They look good. But, you know, and obviously the number one seed's going to be a big deal, so the Chiefs are fighting it out. Look, for everybody that says, you know, Texans are the hottest team, you know, aside from the Saints, everything like that, don't sleep on the Chargers. They've won six in a row now, too.
Yep.
So they're playing good football. So there's a lot of football being played at a high level, which means the Patriots can coast in, but they got to make sure that they take care of business, because those home games are important if they got to go to
Foxborough.
And
speaking of not sleeping, don't sleep on the Titans. Here they come.
We said this last week. It was only a game going into the weekend, and it's going to be a big game when the Titans come here. Going to be even bigger because of what they did to New England this weekend, because everybody had that penciled in as a loss for the Titans. That win's going to change some things in a hurry. Titan yep. Hugo, I'm sure, is on top of the world.
I'm expecting a text from him at any moment.
I believe you should, and he should, because they looked pretty good. And the other thing is that the Texans get screwed on the disciple deal, too, because they could have had Vrabel. No one saw it, but he was already under contract and working on the staff. Save an extension. Give a Vrabel. I don't know. Not that any of us saw Mike Vrabel being
a great head coach and a bad defensive coordinator,
but the bottom line is we've already had quite a few issues with the head coach we have now.
Yeah.
So
I would agree.
All right. Just want to throw that out there. I would say overall, a couple of things shocked me last night. Cowboys actually looked pretty good.
Yes.
Beating Philly at home.
The Cowboys are, I believe the correct term would be wishy-washy.
Okay.
1 week, they look like they looked last week, and then they come out and they played well. They ran the ball well. That's your surprise for the weekend is how they looked? Is that what you're telling me?
The biggest surprise. Well, there's no surprise for the Rockets as you know, so there's nothing like that.
You said what was the biggest moment for me?
What was the biggest thing that caught you all weekend in sports?
What was yours? I told you mine.
I think that the Saints are so for real that they put up a 50-piece on the Bengals.
Okay.
The fact that, you know, they could have had a letdown coming off the Rams. You know, they lost Dez, as you said. So, you know, they were still trying to sort it all out.
Yeah.
And instead, they just came and took the Bengals to the woodshed and made short work of it. So much so Clarence was pissed off because they actually switched to a game that was close here in Houston, and he was not happy with that. It's a good sign, by the way, invest in the league pass. I mean, in the Sunday ticket, you don't have to have those problems.
Right.
But at the same time, it's a good sign when they switch away from your game because you're up 50-some to, you know, barely anything. So,
how about the drama surrounding Jason Garrett and the rumors about him potentially losing his job? Was that any bit of a surprise, considering a lot of people think that Jerry Jones, I mean, that's his puppet,
yep,
and he can control him, and that's the reason why he's there. I thought it was a little bit of a surprise. I wouldn't say it was the biggest surprise of the week, but did you guys have any thoughts on that? Because I was kind of surprised that kind of came out.
When you see the anger that the fan base had after last week's game and how disgusted they were at that offense and his inabilities as a coach, because they looked bad and they looked like a poorly coached football team last week. And what a difference a week makes. I mean, look at this team in town. Look at the Texans. After 3 weeks, we all said that was over. We were all talking about how Bill O'Brien isn't going anywhere, but he probably should because he's a horrible coach. And now they've rattled off six in a row, and he looks like a genius, and the play calling doesn't suck all of a sudden, so it appears. It's just winning cures everything, and you can literally go from 1 week to the next. Do I think that, you know, Jason Garrett, if they have more games like last week than they do this week, I could see it happening. It doesn't surprise me because that's how Jerry Jones and the Cowboys have always functioned. It's always been drama surrounding all of it, right? But I think he really likes having a guy that he can control. He really likes having a yes man in that position, so because he's the GM and the owner.
This is advantage Jerry.
He's not going to go out and get anybody headstrong.
Everybody scoffed at everything he said a week ago. Like, look, you can't wait that long. And obviously the fan base is one thing, but the way the team is playing, you can't wait all season for this thing to completely implode, because you may end up losing guys that are bigger named stars than Dak Prescott in the process. And this is advantage Jerry, because Jerry looks like he made the right decision. And you're right. He gets to keep his puppet in place, which is huge, because he doesn't have a coach that's pushing things back up to the front office going, I need these players and you need to do this. And, you know, all these other things that other coaches would be doing. So, yeah, I think it bought the Cowboys and Jason Garrett some time. But you're right. I mean, it's like an elevator. It's up one week. It's down the next. It's going up and down and up and down and up and down. I don't know how a team can look so bad one week. Man. Although I will say this. Regardless of what you say about how bad the offensive play calling and everything's been with the Cowboys, finally, and I don't know why this is rocket science, but they finally figured it out. If you get the ball in Ezekiel Elliott's hands more than 25 times, you got a pretty good shot to win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many did he have last week versus the Titans? What was his carries?
I know that his yards went from like 76 in the first quarter of passing and rushing to zero in the fourth quarter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it went like to non-existent in the fourth quarter. Because
I don't feel like he ran the ball. Like, I think, but they just had a bad offensive game all around. And yeah, because
then they
were
throwing it like crazy from behind and trying to catch up and everything like that. Although I will say this, Zeke Elliott, I hope you wear a cup, because that hurdle job that you did looked like the top of a helmet might have caught the boys. I'm just saying, not the Cowboys, but you could do some damage there.
I don't know. Who do you blame in that? Because I know that the defenders are just putting their head down, you know, not looking at a tackle. But that happens way too much for professional football to me. Way too much. There shouldn't be dudes being able to jump over professional defensive players in the NFL. Seems crazy to
me. They've interviewed him after the game. And he's like, I know dude was going low on me.
Yeah.
And so I figured I could get that. It was like, well, if I'm the offensive guys for the Cowboys too, with as valuable as he is, I'd be like, next time,
I just
drop the shoulder and see what you can get.
You know what? Hey, how about spin? How about lessen the blow and spin or something? And then he was
funny because he said the turf. He goes, I did that and it didn't hurt.
Turf monster.
And then the turf monster got me and that hurt, not getting in the end zone. That was funny.
Yeah, like Brady. Same thing. Boy. Same thing. Well, you knew that was coming.
Yep.
I am surprised, and I know we got to get to break, Nick. I'm not going to shatter the brakes, I promise. I am surprised, though, that you didn't say Melo was your big topic, which we're going to discuss.
Yeah, no.
I know, but I'm surprised that that wasn't your big.
Because I saw it coming from the get-go. I've painted a lot of this picture for you already.
I mean,
we're going to get to it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if they would say I saw it coming, but I think we all agreed that this was a bad move.
Yeah, from the get, from the jump.
But, all right, well, you know what's not a bad move is going to Vortex. Not a bad move at all, especially if you want to get in shape. Get in shape for the holidays, man. That's the holidays are right around the corner, and I know you want to eat bad. We all want to eat bad. I want to eat bad. That's why you got to work out. That's why you got to get in shape. And Vortex is Houston's first and only indoor multi-sensory cycling and boxing studio. And what does that mean? It means that when you're in the boxing class, when you're in the rumble classes, as they call it, the lights aren't on. It's not all bright, and everybody's staring at you and judging you. They keep the lights dim as you need to pick up the pace, the lighting, the mood changes in the room. The music gets better. As you need to slow down, the lighting gets dimmer and the music slows down. That's what they mean by multi-sensory. It's a complete experience. And on top of all that, it's a great workout. You get a full body workout in just 45 minutes. And the gym is absolutely phenomenal. It's a luxurious gym. They've thought of everything. They even have USB ports in your locker so you can charge your phone while you're working out. But listen, it's not expensive. $25 for a spin or a rumble class. $40 for an unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week to try it all out. And then if you like it, you can get an unlimited rumble or ride membership for only $195 a month. It's outstanding. It's top-notch. What I love about it, too, is when you get there, they have a smoothie bar. They call that the refuel. So their slogan is Rumble, Ride, Refuel. And you can get that smoothie. You can say, hey, I want to get a pineapple smoothie for when I'm done, and it's waiting on you. How cool is that? Everything is taken care of for you. One of my favorites, which I know I showed Nick and he liked it too, is after your class, they have like a cold towel waiting on you, and it's I don't know what the smell was, like eucalyptus or whatever. It's nice, man. They've top-notch. It thought of everything. And don't forget, you can get the $40 unlimited walk-in classes from 1 week to try it out. I encourage you to do that. Give it a shot. I know you'll fall in love with it. To find out more information, you can go to vortextexas.com. You can call 281-501-3094. They're located at 1707 West Gray. But check them out online. You can schedule and sign up and everything right there at vortextexas.com.
I hear that.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Still hour number one of the big show. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday. We were talking a little football before the break. Texans back at it this week, preparing for a Washington Redskins team that, on the plus side, if you're a Texans fan, gave up 500 yards of offense to Fitzmagic and the boys. And found a way to still win the game because the Buccaneers, for all of that, turned the ball over three or four times in the red zone. They were flipping back and forth when Clarence got pissed off and they went to that game. They were in the red zone five straight times, turned it over four, got 3 points out of the whole deal, and lost 16-3 while giving up 500 yards of offense. Yikes.
Yeah.
But yet, they're the leaders in the NFC East because, ooh, that division is scary. Yuck. Jeez.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's really scared. It's kind of like, the AFC South at this point.
Yeah, although, and how about the Jags?
Because, well, again, I don't know that anybody's scared of Indy. Defensively, they're one of the worst teams in the league giving up points. They looked good this week, I get that. But overall, they're not, they're pretty bad defensively. The same is true with the Jags. They're not the same. They were a juggernaut at the beginning of the year. Their secondary doesn't look nearly what it was. Bouye's been hurt. I get that, too. Offensively, they got Fournette back. I thought that would make a difference. Mm-hmm. It really didn't. All you got to do is stop him, and you can stop that offense. Right now, you look at the Texans, and they're on a six-game winning streak, but is anybody really scared of the Texans? I don't think so. And the Titans are a little wishy-washy. They've rattled off a couple of games here and there, but they've looked really bad at times this year, too. So, both of those divisions, I think, show you that you just have no idea what you're going to get from most of the teams.
Well,
from
I was going to say, if you're looking at AFC teams, they're going, hey, we'll take them in the first round.
Absolutely. And the same thing with the NFC East. Yeah. You look at that and you go, man, there's a 50-50 chance that the bad Eagles, the bad Redskins, or the bad Cowboys show up.
Just got to get in, and I'm already advancing to week two.
Yep.
Is the way it looks like. And especially in the Texans' case, because you're playing indoors, there's no elements involved.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best case scenario if you got to go on the road, as opposed to going on the road to a New England or a Kansas City or a Pittsburgh where it's going to be cold. And especially for a team like the Chargers, loving that warm weather all season, and then all of a sudden you got to go play cold weather football. It's a different animal altogether.
Yeah.
All right, let's get it out. Oh, boy. Let's get it out of the way. I'm sure we're going to hear all about the Saints being taken off for being up too much, and we're going to hear the boasting about how good they are. But they are good, Clarence. What's up? Clarence.
Game. Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm enjoying a good game. All of a sudden, you see we're going to go to a more competitive game. That game was trash. You don't care. You want to go to a more competitive game to please your viewers? I am a viewer. Please me.
Clarence, 500 yards of offense. It was exciting, thrilling, compelling NFL football in a tight game.
Man, I saw Fitzpatrick throw more picks than freaking Carmelo Anthony.
I don't know the correlation there, but okay.
But I wanted to get that out of the way and just say, who that? Nah, Barry.
Yeah.
Quick story.
Uh-huh.
I saw that you put up your touring list for the winter.
Yes.
And you were doing the improv on December 9th. And I wanted to go see. And I'm going on a cruise, so I won't be able to attend. So I went and looked up your name on Facebook just to get the homepage to the improv and everything, and get to click the link.
Uh-huh.
So I type in your name, and, there's another Barry Laminack.
Yes.
And for giggles, I went and clicked on their name. this guy, I'm not going to say you look just like you. You got a
nothing
nice
like
little male with a bride here.
We look nothing alike at all.
How's the fade, though? Is it tight? No?
I'm just saying you might be a cousin, brother's father-in-law with his mail-order Chinese bride there.
I think you're being racist.
Just a touch.
Not OU Mike-ish, but a touch.
You're not being OU Mike racist, but you're borderline right now.
You're scratching the surface.
I'm only stating the facts because
well, you don't know that she's. You said Chinese, which that's you don't know what ethnicity she is. You don't know what country she's from.
Okay, you're
she's
right.
Asian. She's Asian, not Chinese. At least you didn't say the O word. Thank God.
No.
Don't say that.
I know that's bad.
Yeah,
I don't feel like getting ganged up on here depending on why I work.
Yeah. There is another Barry Laminack, and he's not nearly as handsome as I am. I'll just say that.
But the dude is funny.
You, boy.
Yeah, he he is money.
There's actually two of them now. I'm looking at Facebook right now. There's a Barry Laminack that's got a rebel flag with a gun on it that says, come and take it. So that's a great look for all the Barry Laminacks of the world.
Did you turn over a new leaf driving from your house to Beaumont on those back roads?
I think anyone that knows me knows that I would be the complete opposite of a rebel flag that says, come and take it.
That is true.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the other Barry Laminack, Joel. I'm showing Joel a picture of him right now with his bride, Clarence.
So he's just a little older than you. Otherwise, I could see the...
You
there's
son
a
of
striking
a...
resemblance oh, if he just had darker hair.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much. The only thing that we have in common is our name and that we both wear glasses. That is literally it. My teeth are way better than that. I don't have a gut like that. I do have a... my wife is not white. That's the other thing we have in common, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You have a beautiful wife. I'm not going to even comment on your brother's wife that I just saw.
Clarence, we appreciate the call, bud. Thank you.
And now,
yeah.
As a rebuttal to that last caller, don't call it a comeback, Barry, but look who just wandered into the show. White Magic wants to talk about Clarence.
Wow.
Where have
look,
you been,
guys,
man?
Can y'all stop taking Clarence's calls? I was more entertained being blown up in Afghanistan.
Oh
that was
God.
Terrible. That was absolutely terrible. I had more fun in ICU.
Why, man?
That was awful. He's just telling this long, drawn-ass, boring story. Like, what was he really talking about? Absolutely nothing.
He was talking about Barry.
Day in
Come
and
on,
day,
man.
It's an everyday thing with him.
He was talking about Barry. He wasn't talking about actually nothing. His delivery might be a little delayed.
Long
but come
and
on.
I mean, half the listeners just turned the radios off. It was terrible.
But White Magic, here's the deal. We can't get rid of it. He's loyal, and he's consistent. You pull the Doug Henning every now and then,
yeah,
and you just disappear.
It's okay to be consistent. Bad, it needs to stop. That's the only thing that's consistent about him. He's consistently terrible.
<Man. laughs> Welcome
I
back.
Swear to God, yes, White Magic.
First of all,
White Magic, thank you for your service. Second of all, welcome back and thank you for the call, man. We appreciate it as always. I'm not going to lie. I love listener on listener violence. I love when they attack each other. It just makes my day. It's outstanding.
So,
brother, we appreciate
probably
it.
Now inevitably calling in. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt, man. Appreciate the call again. Thank you, White Magic.
Yes, sir. And again, I echo what Barry said. Thank you for your service, sir. And good to have you back on the show.
Speaking of calls, I know we got a lot more sports to get to, but I need to know what happened with Raymundo. Because people are bringing it up.
Yeah, and then John Granato talked about it a little bit. So
I got to know, because somebody said, Santana on Twitter said, what did you think of Nick's roommate calling in on Thursday with a fantasy question?
I don't know
question?
About
what
Nick's
the hell
roommate,
did you guys do
player?
To my fantasy hour?
Calm down.
Your fantasy hour. Okay. And the fact that we didn't know that Nestor Carmona has an alter ego.
Is it? Was that who it was?
He
it was
denies
Nestor?
It, but yeah.
Nestor's got...
But, Barry, as part of it, when
Nestor
you're talking about the
attitude.
Granato part,
uh-huh.
As loyal as he says he is to the show, mm-hmm. He calls Granato's show and goes, you know, I was listening to The Usual Suspects, and it can get kind of boring. I was like, oh, hell no. You know what's boring? Some of the tweets we get from you on a regular basis. So I was ready to come at him and give a little crap back, and he was like, Oh, no.
So he did actually call and say we were boring,
yep.
Huh?
Yep, on John's show, yep.
Yeah, Nestor, bro, don't tweet us no more then. If you're bored, then just go somewhere else and go look for your attention somewhere else. See, how about that?
And I was like, I wasn't going to go back at Raymundo. He's like, oh, you got all butt hurt. I go, I didn't get butt hurt, but the minute I mentioned you and possibly being Raymundo, whoo, look out now.
Mm.
All right, we got one in the books. We still got two to go, so we got plenty more of the show, and we'd love to have you a part of it. Oh, boy, you like your listener on listener crime. Well, it's about to start multiplying. Now Josh wants a piece of Clarence and White Magic. By the end of the show, we could just step away and have like a battle royale. All right, we'll be back with a whole lot more. It's hour number two on the way. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Right now, I'll tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. I'm telling you right now, Josh Pestikoff and his staff do a fantastic job of making sure they take care of you from the time you pick up the phone and you call Infuse to the time that you hang up the phone, realizing you got a great deal and a great rate on your energy, whether it be for your business or for your home. Just call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or you can log on to InfuseEnergy.com. But if you call, you're going to get a real-life human being. You're not going to get an automated system. You don't have to yell at the phone trying to get automated system to get you in the right place at the right time. They're going to talk to you and ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to make sure they know when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and how they can help you get the lowest rates possible. It's just great people here in the Houston area helping Houstonians on a daily basis. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips, and the list goes on. They are here to serve you, and if you mention ESPN 97.5, you're going to get a $25 bill credit right off the top, and then they're going to go from there to make sure they get you the lowest rates possible and the best contract situation. There's going to be times where they might even be able to tell you that there's another company out there that can offer a better rate. Doesn't happen often, and they're not happy about it, but they tell you because they want you to know they're honest and they want your business for the long term, not just for a quick hit. So check them out, InfuseEnergy.com or 844-INFUSE2, and tell them that you heard it on ESPN 97.5. Infuse energy into your life.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.